Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Another fine week in the neighborhood.
It's another fine mess we've gotten ourselves into. Yeah. Today on Conscious Conversations, we're talking about authentic emotions. So last week we talked about emotions, but now we're talking about authentic ones and what to do when our inner emotions don't match our external projections and how to maintain a sense of well-being when you don't feel a sense of well-being. And how does dropping into heart space facilitate our communication as consciousness with our body personality?
Good stuff. There is more to talk about always when you consider our emotional natures. So we'll hope to clarify and take us all on this little magical journey about really noticing where we're operating from within.
Yes. Yes. And we want to remind folks that we are now at this new time. We're on live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So if you're listening during this time, you can call us and talk to us in real time. And it is, the number to call is 888-627-6008. And we'll say that one more time just before the break. So get your pencils out. Anything else here, Janet?
Well, I feel it. How's that?
Okay. Well,
I think there's lots going on out there. We had such a marvelous time last week. I want to thank everyone who participated at the same time, and certainly if you participated later on. But we could really feel this wonderful deep resonance for all of us, and it was just delightful. So I think our listeners are really open to exploring themselves as emotional creatures, which is what that show was about. We wanted to get comfortable with the idea that we have emotions. And today, when we use the term authentic emotional, it's in regards to what really is underneath the surface. So let's say you're upset about something, and are you really upset about that, or is there something else going on that's pushing that agenda? So that's what we're going to play with today.
Yeah, and it's a really emotional time right now. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of conflict going on in the world, and there's a lot of astrological reasons for it, and political reasons for it, and other reasons for it. And so, it's a good time for us to address this whole thing about emotions. And
that's a good thing, Joan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some people can get really freaked out by their emotional nature. And for us, you and I, we see that as, for whatever reasons, stuff is coming up to the surface. That authenticness is what we're looking at. And how to play with that to have different results in your life. And that's to be celebrated. That is not to feel bad about. That is to look at yourself and go, oh, great, as consciousness, I'm really maybe taking a new direction, a new leap, etc. So we want to celebrate that things are stirred up. There's nothing wrong with chaos sometimes. So,
yes. And so this is a really rich subject, and we're going to be dropping into heart space and talking about it. But I also want to give our listeners other ways to get in touch with us, because we have other things going on during the week, and we have websites and ways you can get in touch with us and go deeper with us outside of just this radio show. So I want to let people know that we are also on Facebook and we're also on Twitter. So you can join us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and get our notices there. And Janet posts her writings there. And so you can get a deeper sense of who we are and interact with the other groovy people that are on that page. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And I'm also on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. You'll get lots of pictures of Esther the Wonder Pig and Hello Corgis on mine. But on our joint thing, you'll get our writings and things like that. And then
Janet, you've got some great workshops you're going to be doing. So tell them all about that.
Okay. I have a workshop at Crystal Voyage in Tacoma coming up. It's called Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business. I also have that as a webinar that's been recorded that I will be packaging that people will have available. That'll be coming up sometime soon. But this is talking all about how to access unseen help. Whether you've worked in the past with devas and guardian angels and spirit guides, this is an upgraded way to interact with invisible friends that can help support you in this higher level of consciousness. And then I also have a consciousness techniques webinar that's packaged, and it's on my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. And then Janet and I are both getting into meetups. So we have meetups. I have meetups in Tacoma and also in Seattle. So you can go to Consciousness Conversations Meetup on meetup.com and join the fun there. And Janet, your Conscious Conversations in Portland is?
Conscious Conversations with Janet. Tuesday evenings. So, and these are for people that live in our areas. For those of you that are listening that are not local to us but want to play along and get some fun, we want you to know about our free conference call. That's important,
yes. Isn't
it, Joan? Yeah, once
Absolutely.
A month we're doing a free conference call, and for that hour we can get into really what is going on in the world for yourself, and we heartily recommend it, and we always have a marvelous time on the air. So please think about doing that. Our next one is September, what is that, I'm not even
September
17th, right?
Yes. So. And so you can find out that also on I'm presuming it's on your website. I have all these announcements on my website, and you'll also get these announcements on Facebook. So my website again is joan-newcomb.com. In fact, you can also go there, and there's a quiz you can get if you want to sign up for our updates. I'm finding out what your passion and purpose is. And Janet, at your website, they can get 10 tops tips.
Yeah, for enjoying life. And there's certainly more than 10, so I've articulated 28. So to just give you some support in the world, you can print out this pretty sheet, post it up on the wall if you need it to remind you. Because it's really all about having a sense of well-being and the excitement about being present.
Yes.
And about being authentic. And when we say authentic, we're talking about not that surface, shallow, social appearance that we all mask, that we all kind of wear at times, but what's really important to you as an individual underneath, free of other people's input.
Yes.
That's where we're going, and so we want to celebrate that part. So,
and one last thing that I keep forgetting to mention is that but all our shows, they're not only archived on BBS Radio, but they're also on YouTube. So you can find us on YouTube and subscribe to our shows there. And sounds like we are sliding into, just remember that we're live today, so you can call in and talk with us, join us in Heart Space and ask us questions. And the call number is 888-627-6008. And so now we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we'll be talking about authentic emotions in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about authentic emotions.
And why is that important? That's important because so often we react to things instead of taking the time to respond.
Yes.
Because we have this underlying agenda that's pushing us, and it's really not helpful. And it gets you into situations that you'd probably rather not be in. And those situations of, well, oh my God, why did I say that? It comes from both directions. Oh, okay, a truth slipped out and it wasn't what someone wanted to hear. Or because you haven't been able to express yourself well. Or there's, you know, you're just responding out of the moment and, you know, poke me and I'll poke you back kind of thing. So we're really looking to be useful, helpful. Why be emotional and be messy about it? We want to be clean and neat, I think. So it's important.
Maybe.
We like the drama. Okay.
No. But actually, there's a good point about that too. What I was thinking is how, you know, we start to shut down on having our feelings when we're about 2 years old. You know, when we have to go to preschool and we have to go to school, but we learn to shut down on our emotions, and we learn to only express the ones that are socially acceptable. So you find yourself being really nice when underneath you're seething. And how do you reconcile that? How do you have authentic emotions without, you know, blasting people? And what I feel is that if you allow the flow of emotion, then you don't need to napalm people. You know, if you allow the flow of emotion, then it actually can be softer and gentler, and it doesn't have to come from a place of fear or rage. In fact, if you're responding as consciousness, there is such a sense of well-being that those extreme emotions don't exist. And I kind of find when I'm encountering drama, there's really a dysfunctional pattern there. So it's really not an authentic emotion if it's really dramatic or over the top. So you know what? Why don't we let everybody know what this feels like? Because when we drop into heart space, it is such a wonderful feeling that it's like, hey man, I don't understand what you're talking about with the emotion thing.
They feel real. Yeah. All right. So everybody, let's maybe take that time now. So put away or put down whatever you might be doing. Allow yourself to just notice your breath. And whether you're in the future or in the past, who knows, since there is no time and we don't know what mindset you might be in or reality you're engaged in, just consciously relax. Drop your shoulders. Raise your shoulders. Drop your shoulders. Raise your shoulders. Drop your shoulders. Raise your shoulders. And just drop your shoulders. Notice the breath. Okay, what shows up today? How do people want to get there? Well, seems like people are just willing. I see an empty pool. Interesting. So climb down the pool. The pool
is it
empty.
A dry pool or empty?
It's a,
nobody else
it's
is
a,
in.
It's a dry pool. How interesting. Okay,
it so must just be go California. Down.
Yeah, must be. All right, so just drop down. Maybe go down and see where the drain is and open the drain up. Okay, and just allow yourself to go down those stairs to where the fluid is. Oh, I love this because so often emotions and water and fluid are all connected there. So just go down to where the pool is. And it's probably down around your heart physically, but it might be lower. Just notice. No judgments here. Okay, how this is for you is how this is for you. And understand that how this is for you can be different from one moment to the next. So just allow yourself to drop into that space of heart and then go out a little bit. And there's that emotional terrain. And just notice, maybe it's choppy weather, choppy water. I don't know. Just swim out. And then just go a little farther. And there you go into the core, the essence, the field of unified consciousness, where it's just full of potential, where it isn't anything in particular, where there's all kinds of information, and where you and I and Joan and all of us are equal, where we're all there, where consciousness is enjoying itself. There we go. So just notice that. It seems a little bit of a shortness of breath. So just keep relaxing. There we go. Let it be that simple, everyone. There you go. And let's see what shows up for any of us today. What you got, Joan?
I got nothing.
Isn't that fun? Wow. Now see, there's the quiet.
Exactly. Suddenly there's like, it's like the mute button on the commercials on TV.
It doesn't have to be anything except sacred. Hmm. When you still the mind and you allow for just to be in an informational state, then there's no attachment. It can get quite quiet so that you can allow that information to start to show up in new ways. So we celebrate. Something going on in the back of the head. Okay, that's a lot of emotional stuff. So everybody, just think about a silver thaw when the snow starts to melt. And whatever you've got stored in the back of that skull there, it's just going to start to melt. There we go. Just allow that to let go. Whatever feels like the pain in the neck or feels like the pinch, just let it go. It's just stuck information. And so, you know, things can resonate in the back of that skull there, the base of the skull. So you have fight, flight in that autonomic nervous system, parasympathetic nervous system, and or freeze. And a lot of times that energy gets stuck. We freeze. We can't run. We can't hide. We just freeze. So in an emotional context, we're just allowing all that stuck emotional energy to just relax. Let it melt. Let it go back to the pool. There you go. Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay. That's getting better, Joan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was back to the topic about, you know, feeling one thing and expressing another is that, you know, often if people are expressing anger, they're really either frightened or they're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And anger is a great way to get you out of that deer in the headlights experience and get you moving either across the street or through whatever the insurmountable problem may be. It gives you the strength to get through it. But, you know, in interactions with, you know, in relationship, you know, often the woman will be acting angry and the guy will be giving her wide berth and he doesn't realize that really she's hurt and needs comforting.
Right.
I don't want to get near that. It may bite.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's also, you can say, I love you, but there's an edge to it.
Yes.
You know, it's not coming. And there's often those times when we say something that we don't mean at all, positive or negative, but we do it to fit in or we do it to be part. Well, which is pretty much fitting in, you know. But I think also there's that place we're talking about when when we define ourselves as nice people, maybe, and we're responsible and obligated and we do all this stuff, but we don't feel so nice inside. We feel used, abused, unappreciated. I mean, there's a whole list of emotional stuff that can be resonating in there. And so how do we balance all this out? And so how do you hold a sense of well-being when you don't feel well, or jolly or happy or holly or whatever it is? And seemingly incongruency. Well, I think the truth is that you can be all those things at the same time, and one doesn't necessarily negate the other. There's no right or wrong with this stuff. It's like...
And the way I see it is that we are consciousness, and as consciousness, we are bigger than our problems, we are bigger than our bodies, we are bigger than those emotions. And as consciousness is where you have this wonderful sense of well-being. I mean, right now we're all resting in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be experiencing consciousness, experiencing yourself as consciousness, experiencing that well-being as being as consciousness, even while other things are going on. So your body can be tired, your body can be sad, your body can be angry, you've got, you know, all sorts of things can be going on, and you've got that still quiet narration going on in the background as well. So often, you know, people will find they'll have things going on simultaneously. They might be at a funeral, and they might be really sad for the person that died, but part of them wants to start laughing. And that is because consciousness doesn't take death seriously. Okay, you know.
I think that's probably true. We're the ones who give it all the meaning. We're the ones who give everything meaning.
Well, our bodies give it meaning. We are consciousness, and our bodies give it meaning.
Right. But then we have that mind that steps in and says, oh, but it has to fit this, or it has to be that way, I guess. We can, just notice. Everyone just notice. It's getting very loose up in the head, for sure.
Yes.
It's like, I wouldn't say spacey, but I could almost say spacey. Yeah. So.
I have definitely been noticing an acceleration of consciousness going on, and so no wonder there's a lot of emotions going on as well, because all of those things are getting dislodged, and so it can be very disorienting for our identities and for our bodies as this greater awareness is coming into form.
Well, you know, being able to hear ourselves clearly is really a gift. I think a lot of my clients, the first thing on their list is, my clarity. I can't hear myself. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's that rationalizing and reasoning mind that's kind of overlaid and taken over what the heart is connected to. And it's very, and if we're going to say that a heart and consciousness and love ascribe some of those wonderful positive emotions to it, it's like, well, okay, so I love, but then I have all this experience that says it's not safe to, or it qualifies it or quantifies it. And how do we rationalize that? That's an act of mind. And I think this is a wonderful time astrologically. You've mentioned all these different wonderful things going on, and I certainly have noticed in group and with clients and in myself that there's just all this stuff to come up, and to embrace it, embrace it in a way that says, oh, okay, you're just been stored there. Oh, I'm so glad to meet you, because I would like you to go. We're inviting these patterns and these parts of these patterns and these anchors to, as placeholders within us, to be different, to be free, to be done with the pattern that I have to always be mad at a man, or I have to not like my sister. And I have got to say that certainly in the groups Tuesday nights, we've been having fun with people. We were exploring sister to sister last week. Last week? And within a couple of days, everybody came back the next week, this week, and said, whoa, I was able to talk to my sister in a way I've never talked to. And, you know, different things were happening because they were losing and bringing up into awareness and into the field of potential that the old story just really didn't have to be anymore.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's just really nice when you're 60 years old and you've always had this stuck, hard, rigid relationship, right? Well, stuff was showing up, and it was just lovely to see for them.
You know, I had almost an identical thing on the workshop I did on Monday night, but it was the person's brother who she had always had a problem with, but, you know, he was coming to town and visiting her daughter, so she felt she'd have to, you know, make an appearance. And you know, we were in the midst of all this transformation, and yeah, I said, you know, this has a ripple effect out into the world. So your brother can show up differently because you've changed so much. And I always use the analogy of, like, in Bewitched, when they change the actor who was playing Darren, who was playing Samantha's husband, Darren, you know, after a couple seasons, the actor had back problems or something, so he couldn't keep going. And so they just switched him with another actor who looked kind of the same. And both of them had the same first name, but it was a different actor. And you know, it was like halfway through the season, it's like, oh, wait a minute. This is a different Darren. And you can have a different Darren in your life. If you shift the pattern within yourself, everybody else reorganizes. Mm-hmm. Or they go insane. But usually they reorganize. And you can walk into your hologram and have a different, you know, a whole, they physically all look the same, but the characters can be all different.
And we had the week before, it was mother-daughter energy.
Yes, and you can transform that relationship too.
And that, her mother called her a couple days later, and invited her over. And so what we wound up working this week was in going into heart's awareness here, that she wasn't responsible for her mother in a way that she had been holding it. And she was, if you're just offering love, then you can't have any kind of container or attachment or label on it. And it's not about her in that sense. It's about the dynamics between her mother and the older sister, which is who this gal had problems with. So all that got worked over the last couple of weeks. And she just, you know, was sad because, you know, it wasn't going to be the fantasy of what she would like, but her peace of mind was present. She was feeling freer about, okay, this is the way mom's got it set up. And we could really get into that. It was not about our gal. It was about the other relationship that was really pressing. So there was awareness on everybody's part there. And it was just lovely to be able to be present to that and let it unfold.
And, you know, I had something this morning that kind of relates to all this, too. There's a family member who has been ill and is having problems with their medication. And this certainly, you know, triggers a nerve in me because, you know, I've told this before in the air, but I was back east for a couple of years with my mother who had Alzheimer's and cancer. So, you know, I helped her pass. And I was in charge of her medication during that time, which is kind of ironic because I'm the kind of person who forgets to take an aspirin. So the old lady with a headache is like, oh, wait, there's that miracle drug, aspirin. But I was, you know, I was hearing this other person talk about this family member who is quite ill and who mixes up on their medication and spends half the time asleep, you know, sleeping or sleeping in, you know, to go over in the afternoon to get them up. And I was really concerned about this and, you know, imagining ways that I could go and interfere. And so I did a little Byron Katie on this this morning. And so I kind of asked the question because I realized I was triggered, like this person could potentially die if they don't get this medication sorted out. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's all the story. So it was like, this person is dying. Is that true? And there is this very clear no. And I had this very clear awareness. You know, I am consciousness, and as consciousness, I don't die. And this person this being is consciousness as well. And, you know, in that state, there is no death. And acknowledging this person as consciousness, they are infinitely capable, and they happen to have a body right now that might have some medication problems. They happen to have a body right now that has got an interesting storyline. And as consciousness, I could see this, I could hold this, I could hold this person as capable, I could hold the person who's their caregiver as capable, and I can hold, so see how it shifts when you're viewing it all from this expanded awareness, then you're not in the storyline of, you know, mother, daughter, brother, you know, whatever. Right. The whatever the roles are and all, but it, it's like going up in the airplane and looking at the whole experience.
Well, and that all, since that ripples out energetically, that frees them up to maybe have themselves observed that way when they're not holding that consciously. So things can show up differently, totally, and you can know that what whatever's happening is all right.
Well, and it validates them as capable beings. Whereas, you know, if we're like, oh, this poor person, and oh, so much pain, and oh, blah, 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 you know, what we're doing is we're invalidating them and limiting, we're projecting limitations on them. And then it doesn't allow for transformation to happen.
Yeah. All right, everybody. So kind of check in and see how you're doing with just being present, with just allowing something to show up for yourself. And just notice, are you all right? It's okay to acknowledge whatever might be there. Because as consciousness, it's all right.
Yeah, as consciousness, you know, it's we wrote the storyline.
Right.
We're here having a lot of fun with all this.
And emotions are a spectrum of experience. There are all these colorations and flavors, as far as I'm concerned. I look at it that way. And so there's nothing wrong with having an experience of one sort or another. It doesn't mean you have to stay there. I think that's the key, is what do you do? We all feel stuff. We all do. And whether you acknowledge it or not, you do. So it's on what level of awareness that you're holding all this information. And it's what you do with it because of what you're experiencing it. So,
Think about ways that we go to deliberately have emotional experiences. We get on roller coaster rides. We go see movies like San Andreas. You know, we do things to stimulate our emotions.
And well, it's like we like to be scared, right?
Yes. And when we're in the movie, we're not taking it seriously. So really, if you step back from it, most of you are not Syrian refugees who are listening to this. Right. You know, so most of you are not experiencing disaster impending upon you at this very moment. And so whatever you're fearful of right in this moment probably is a story. Yeah. And so if you shift to, like, if you're in this immense heart space, or if you shift to this awareness as consciousness, suddenly the story drains out of it, and you're bigger than whatever the story was. It opens up to infinite solutions when you're in this expansive experience as consciousness.
Well, I think we also collect the flavors. Some of us like certain spices. You know, what do we get? Tart, tasty, sweet, you know, salty. There are like five basic flavors, you know, and then everything's a combination of that. And how many colors are there? Oh my gosh, there's myriads of colors. So you don't have to just live in a black and white world. You have all that coloration of emotional textures and flavors. And there's nothing to be judged about where you find yourself with your flavor. Some people like peanut butter prickle, right? Other people just got to have that chocolate. you know, or the strawberry or whatever it is. And so it's nice when you don't have just a diet of that, I suppose. But as babies, we come in with, what, 250,000 different flavor sensors, and we start to lose the use of them right. when we don't use them. Right. And it's kind of like that. OK, so I know how to do anger real well, per se. Let's say that. Or being upset. I everything runs through those kind of filters. And it's like, well, just a minute. There are other filters I could put out there. And what if I could do happy or confused or whatever the emotional texture might be, and just try it on for something different to do? It might be interesting. And when you're in relation, that's really great for triggering emotional texture,
yeah.
right? Because you get into patterns. Okay, you're going to be the, you get to role play, you know, and so you're always the angry housewife and he's always the, you know, doesn't listen or whatever the definitions are. And it's really kind of fun when you switch it around. And
well, and the thing is, I mean, it's the point with, it's not to not have these emotions, but
right.
when I'm talking about consciousness, it's right. it's having the code, but not taking them seriously, not taking them as if you are the emotion or you are the dramatic storyline. So how, you know, we talked about last week about how to just enjoy them.
Right.
So yeah, it's like having the fun with it. And you know, yeah, being in relationship, you know, If you live alone, it's like living in a house with no mirrors. So when you're in relationship, you're constantly dealing with reflections coming back at you. And if you're in new relationships, each person comes into that relationship with like different dance steps. You know, it's like one person grew up observing their parents' ballroom dancing, and the other one grew up their parents' tap dancing. And so then you bring it in a relationship. You've got to develop your own dance, but you've got expectations coming at you that, oh, you're going to be angry like my mother is angry, or, you know, you're going to be passive like my father was passive, or whatever. And it takes a while to shift to being your authentic self in relationship. And how can it be a safe place to have authentic emotion in relationship?
Yeah, what would that be like?
That would be a whole other episode, I think. We'll talk about relationships next Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there you go. Well, what do we notice out there? It feels like it's stirred up. I don't feel quite like what we were feeling last week.
What feels like to me is that I can see it's like the ocean, but there's like wind on the water. So we also we're simultaneously in touch with the depths of mm-hmm. heart space, and we've been talking a lot about the ripples on the water.
Right, right.
And they're both existing at once.
They are. And so maybe let's just drop in a little deeper, everybody. See if we can register that. Don't have to be so surface oriented, which is kind of what we have been talking about. So just go down to where you feel, ooh, okay, I like that. See what that's like. There we go. And then notice what you feel there, if it's different emotions. Some people really do emotion well. They that's how they interact with information. Some of us do it through mind. Some of us do it through our toenails. I don't know. You can do it all different kinds of ways. But for people that do the emotional terrain, let's just, there we go.
So interesting. I suddenly got a flash of this movie called The Abyss.
Yes.
Remember I was that?
Thinking, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah. when they went really deep into this abyss and under the ocean, there were light beings. And
totally.
Suddenly, that's what I was thinking. Oh, we normally drop into heart space, and then we step through the foyer, and we step back. Mm-hmm. And when you go back, I find you can just keep going back. If there's infinite space in your heart to go into the depths and be in this expansive experience, and that's where you actually find light in the depths.
Mm-hmm.
There.
And there's a different kind of life there. right? It does have the same kind of form, and it reflects back. In the movie, anyway, the energy forms reflect back whatever they're looking at. The projection can just express itself. And so maybe notice what would it be like if you came to face to face with your own energy. And is that, what is that emotional terrain that you're demonstrating? That might be kind of fun. There's lots of different ways, lots of different ways to engage ourselves. There's lots of different trainings out there. Nobody really needs to suffer from being an emotional character anymore, I don't think. And not have help. I think there's help available most, lots of different places.
Yeah.
And, yeah, let's see. I think it's just so often just being at peace with what you're experiencing and then letting it go. Just realizing that that's not who you are. It's just something that you can experience. So, you know, you can surprise yourself. You know, everything's going quite lovely, and then all of a sudden you react to something and totally, oh, that was a little bit bigger than I, and surprise yourself or the person you're engaged with. And you really, at that time, get to notice, oh, what have I not been paying attention to?
So the wonderful thing is that, you know, Janet leads us into heart space, and you get to have this experience of this wonderful expansive experience. And about now we start to come back out of heart space. You can retain that expansive feeling even while you've come out of heart space and you're in, I would say, street level is what I describe it. Mm-hmm. So everyone out there, notice how it feels right now, and then Janet's about to bring us out of heart space, and notice how you can retain the good feeling even while you're back at street level.
Right. You just want to be able to be kind to yourself. That's the first thing. Don't judge. Just notice. Notice how that feels kind of nice to be a little more under the water as opposed to riding it. Unless you're a surfer. Now, surfers love water waves, right? They love that turbulence. And there's really a thrill that you get from riding it. So you might be a surfer. I know lots of people that are surfers. So, and then some of us just like those puddles, you know, 2-foot waves. So just however you are, celebrate it. And just what it would be like to be, just be more aware of when you're in your experience. And that's what you do at street level, is you get to notice, oh, okay, that's kind of pushing my button today, and be all right with it. And just know, is that appropriate? Is that the way I intend to respond, or is there something going on there? So just notice as you come back in, however that comes to you. Notice that emotional terrain now, since it's had the interaction with all the other sense of potential. Okay, I see lots of people starting to swim up to the surface. That's very good. Okay, so coming up, notice your heart. Notice the breath. And it's easy and effortless to just reach the surface. There you go. Find those steps. And even though the pool may be dry, you're just fine and you had a wonderful time. There we go. There is some back of the head stuff still going on there. So I think that'll keep continuing, everybody.
I think that's part of what's going on that vibrational shift. Mm-hmm. Is that it's affecting a chakra that's back there. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say that was lovely how you were bringing people out, and there was really that refreshing sense of after you've come out of the coming out of the pool or the ocean, and just how wonderful it feels to step back out of it. So you're still holding that space, that heart space, that wonderful, refreshing heart space, even though you're now back at street level.
Yeah, pat yourself dry, put on your clothes, enjoy the sun or the rain or whatever it might be. Yeah, it's there's so much remarkable about life and the wonder of as consciousness experiencing itself. And what do you want to do with that? It's okay if you don't do anything with it, but you have the opportunity. Why not do something with it? Be inspired to move through your world. And have that sense of well-being. That's what I notice. Sense of well-being.
So I invite everybody to hold that awareness that you've got. Hold that well-being sense as we are going to stop for a commercial break now. And stay tuned because we still have time to talk more about authentic emotions from the state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we have been talking about authentic emotions.
Yeah, we got those.
Yeah.
It feels kind of unsettled a little bit, which is okay.
I think that's the climb right now, that there is stuff going on. And at the time of this recording, let me see, it's the 2nd of September, so we're going into Mercury retrograde, we're going into a month of two eclipses, we've got an eclipse in 10 days. This is also the month that we have the equinox, which is really quite a turning point for people as well. There's a situation in Syria, there's climate change, there's an election people are getting ready for. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there is.
And it's all part of the roller coaster ride in Playground Earth. So how to enjoy it, how to have fun while all this stuff is going on.
And you can. One doesn't negate the other, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of serious stuff happens and you can still feel all right. So what's important is to develop that sense of well-being. You can be emotional and still have a sense of well-being. And notice how I said that is like being emotional was like, oh, drama. That's not at all. Doesn't have to be that. We're always emotional. It's just how are we using our emotions and what are we getting out of them? And so it's how to have a sense of well-being when something perhaps happens to change your state, your sense of well-being. And go back to well-being anyway.
Right. How to get back to center.
Right. I have to say this in the right way for people. Right.
So, yeah, because we can misinterpret it and think that it means don't have feelings. You know, it's like spiritual people. It's right. So interesting. Spiritual people want to deny the body. You know, they want to fast it. They want to no sex it. They want to, you know, and then, you know, anger is such a bad thing. Whereas it's just really all part of the vocabulary of life.
And there's nothing wrong with being angry.
Fuck no.
Ooh. Okay. Did everybody hear that? Okay. There is nothing wrong with it. What do you do with it is what's important. Everybody gets angry. And it's a big trigger word for a lot of people, I guess. And I feel kind of good when I get angry. I'm so happy because for years, you know, I was just a nice person and I just did and was of service, et cetera, et cetera. And, well, I was a very ill person physically. So, you know, there might have been a connection. And when all of a sudden I was able to feel free enough to acknowledge when I was anger on a conscious level, wow, I was really tickled. My husband was kind of like, what the hell? And I'm like, no, this is good. And, you know, because that kind of like, Janet doesn't get angry. Something must be wrong, you know? Well, you're right. So, you know, we all, and we like love, yeah. Right? But, you know, poor love, it really gets a workout.
Well, and actually that's a certain kind of love, but if you tune into the love of consciousness, it's really immensely powerful. And
yeah, that's
you can have anger and you can have love simultaneously. Yeah. You know, you can have both. But what you were describing about is that feeling of empowerment, you know, taking your solar plexus back.
Right. Being able to say no in a constructive way and use it and have it have meaning. And that's a real big part of allowing yourself to experience yourself in a sense of wholeness. We're kind of funny if we're only allowing us certain emotions. We're missing so much because that motivates us. Energy in motion, right? Emotion. And we do things from our pain. We do things as a result of our pain. So there's a difference between inspiration and motivation. Inspiration is that comes from within. Motivation is where we really want to have some need or something happen, or we feel bad about something. I think I was reading something earlier today and I thought, oh, that's a great way to look at that. So we want to be inspired, and our emotions help form what we're passionate about and what we're willing to not necessarily sacrifice, unless that's an important component of it, but what we're willing to hold on to in order to have a result that we'd like. So anything can be as fodder for us being different in our world. So maybe this week, take a moment to notice how you can take a situation that you've been in, an emotional residue that you're holding on to, and how can it be transformable? How can it be useful to be that place? And I think that's what we want to start doing.
And in keeping with the theme we talked about just a little while earlier, about enjoying life and enjoying emotions, Janet has a groovy new website where you can get top 10 tips for enjoying life.
Yeah.
You want to tell people
Janet, www.janetandbeyond.com. And there's some fun things there you can look at and see. And we have those top 10 tips, which, of course, there's much more than that. So I'll share the wealth with you.
You're such a big giver.
Yeah,
I couldn't just give 10. It had to be 27.
So enjoy that. And sign up for a weekly blog and for your great blog that you have. And you get a $25 discount for your first appointment with me. So that's always fun. And
meetups. We have meetups going on. You have a meetup every Tuesday in Portland. I have two meetups a month in Tacoma and one meetup a month in Seattle. So you can go find us on meetup.com. And then I have a workshop coming up at Crystal Voyage in, what city do I live in? In Tacoma. Accessing Unseen Help for your life, health, and business.
And if you don't live in Tacoma, you can get the webinar,
right? There's a webinar in that. There's actually, I just completed a consciousness techniques webinar. So if you want the basic techniques for navigating life as consciousness, you can find that on my website, which is joan-newcomb.com.
And she gives you lots of things to work with, guys. So I heartily recommend it.
I am all about empowering you to live life as consciousness. And a reminder about this show that you can connect to us in a variety of ways. Our show is not only on bbsradio.com, but it's also on YouTube. And we are also on Facebook. You can find us Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on Facebook. And you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And we have a conscious conference call coming up. So if you didn't get a chance to call in live today, but you would like to connect with us in this deep level in a much more close and intimate way, we have a conference call coming up on the 17th of September. So email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com.
And if they do that, you can be part of the call. And is it everyone can access the conference call afterwards, Joan?
You can listen to those.
Yeah, at their convenience. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so if you can't make it live, you can always right. just record it.
Right. So, and you can feel it. I get feedback from people who understand what this feels like, what we're doing here each week. And they tell me, yeah, no, I go there with you. And that's the key. We don't, you know, how you use this information is totally up to you. Joan and I present it because we understand the deep value that we have found in engaging life from this perspective. And we want to share that with you always. And you get to run with it. So you can participate. You can call us on our live channels now, or you can do the free conference call and be part of that, or you can listen to off the podcast on either one of our websites. But this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
And I don't know that there's a lot of things out there like that. And it's like, no matter when you listen, you become part of the state that was going on in this moment.
Well, you know, no matter when you listen, you're helping to co-create this state in this
totally.
Moment. Because it's consciousness that transcends time and space. So
totally.
You, whenever you're listening to this, even if it's years from today, you have helped co-create this on a level of consciousness.
Yeah.
All
feels
right.
good, Joan. Yeah, so everybody, just keep noticing. Drink lots of water. Be kind to yourself. Give your wife a hug and pet the dog. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and this is...
I'm Janet.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.